All right, so I'm talking with Reverend Dr. Thomas Capshew, who is a clinical social worker and a therapist. His website is thomascapshew.com, and he's the author of Divine Warrior Training and the upcoming book, Consciousness Rising. Tom offers psychotherapy services as well as spiritual coaching, and what his real passion is realizing, helping people wake up to bigger, more vibrant lives, to actually create heaven on earth in their own lives through their consciousness, through their awareness of their connection with the divine. Tom is not only has his doctorate, but he also he has his Juris Doctorate, which he's a lawyer too, and he's a minister ordained at the same place I was. So this is way fun. And he's so grounded and down to earth and such a yummy person. So hi, Tom. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
I'm glad to be here too. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. So we're going to talk about the Diamond Program and what where you were in the beginning, like when you first signed on with me, what was going on with you, and where you are now. And we'll just start there.
Okay.
So where were you when you first started? Yeah.
I started about a year and 4 months ago. I had made the commitment to myself to leave my job, and I'd tried to do some entrepreneurial stuff throughout my life that usually wasn't too successful, and so I'd often go back to jobs. And so I was working as a family therapist and chaplain at a substance abuse treatment center. I didn't necessarily dislike my job, but I felt like there was more that I could do and more freedom. So I signed on with you, Anne, to first launch my private practice in psychotherapy, which started in March of 2017. And then the next step is to create the online presence that can take it nationally and globally for spiritual direction and spiritual mentoring.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting your, leaving your job, number one, can be pretty scary. And
yeah,
there were a few, you know, oh no moments right in the beginning, right? Were you, do you remember some of that experience? Can you speak to that for those who may be listening to this who are in that situation? Like, what advice would you give them? And I know that things were a little different, but they are for everybody, right?
Right. Yeah. So I had some things set up for this private practice that made it fairly easy to make the transition to start building my reputation. I'd commuted, so the reputation I had as in psychotherapy was about a little over 3 years old, so had to kind of recreate that. But all of the fears that I had about whether I'd be successful, what people would think of me, all of those came up, and you and I did quite a few tapping sessions to clear those out, and it was amazing. You know, we'd talk and I'd have, you know, a particular fear that was just almost eating me alive, and after, you know, tapping with you for half an hour, 45 minutes, it was just gone. It was, you know, I just was like I woke up again to the possibilities and started moving on. So moving into my strength. So that was a big part of getting started. And then by the end of the summer, so about 4 or 5 months, I was earning enough to pay my bills and was more than 75% toward the goal that I set for earnings for the year.
Which was?
Well, I set my goal to have the average monthly income for my business equal $100,000 a year. And so by November of the same year, I started in March, and by November, I hit that mark.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty freaking awesome. I mean,
well, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. It really is.
A lot of hard work.
I remember. Go ahead.
A lot of hard work and, you know, a lot of guidance from you that, you know, put it all together and made it happen.
I remember you, thank you for that acknowledgement. You did the work, my dear, definitely. I remember you sending me an email saying, I'm at 75% of my goal. And that was like, I don't know, late summer, something like that, which was just... Right. Incredible. What and that was such a wonderful email to get. To hear that from a client who not only left their job and created their own practice, right, but to have gotten that goal. And so in January of this year, you were really focused on writing your book, and you found that there were some challenges that you were dealing with as far as, you know, just doing it, right? And that
right.
was yet another one of those situations where we just worked through the whatever the blocks were, and then you just kept writing. And you're on track
right.
now to be releasing that book by when? Next couple months?
Yeah, what I've, the next goal I've set for my, what I did is I, after I cleared the blocks, I set a 108-day mala to write every morning for 108 days straight. And I wasn't perfect at it, but at the end of the 108 days, I had probably about 80 or 90% of the content for the book. And so right now I'm putting it together. What I've found is that I have probably, when I get it all compiled, I probably have close to 200 pages of a book, and then I've just got to kind of fill it in, and I've set the goal for the middle of June to have a manuscript that I can send out to beta readers so that people can read it and give me feedback on it and get it finalized to send to a publisher.
Nice. That's brilliant. So, and now the next step is to move on to the move to online. So first of all, you made the goals. You just keep making your goals, which is amazing. What would you say was your biggest, the biggest thing that you learned about yourself, or the biggest thing that you received from being in the Diamond program this past year?
Well, there's a wealth of materials, so you know that's. That's always available. The
you mean in the program?
Hard part in the program, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The hard part for me was to give myself permission to not have ingested everything that's offered. So, you know, that's
okay. That's funny.
I can sometimes be kind of driven, and so you know, to just sit back and say, okay. That sounds really interesting, but I don't really have the time, or that's not really where I need to focus
exactly.
right now. Exactly. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that,
it's sort of like
was,
you go, going into a library, right, and then saying, I need to read everything on this subject or everything
right,
here.
Right.
And really what,
yeah,
the, what
or,
the library is that for when you're ready, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of my doctoral program where I'd go to the library and check out 45 books and, you know,
right.
try to get through all of them in a certain period of time. So, but I think the biggest thing that I've gotten from the Diamond program is I mean, I know how to put together a business. I've run small businesses. I've taught business and ethics at a massage school. But you never know what blocks that you have inside yourself that keep you from being successful. And it's almost like, you know, having a tick on the back of your head. You got to have somebody else look at it and say, okay, well, that needs to be removed. You know, you may notice it, or you may, it may block you or affect your functioning, but it's hard to get at on your own.
Right. So I love that. So I'm a tick remover. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's in some ways you are. It's energetic and it's emotional, you know.
Yes.
It's hard to.
Yes, the emotional tics that we have, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you have to kind of have a different perspective looking at it to say, you know, how's that serving you? And you do such a loving job of pointing those things out and then helping to get rid of them.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah. So what would you say to someone who's considering the Diamond Program?
If you have gotten to the point where you're sick of being unsuccessful and you're ready to do whatever it takes to make it work, then this program will help you immensely.
Yeah.
If you're still on the fence and it's like, well, you know, it'd be nice if blah, 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 I was successful in this business, then you may not be ready.
Right. Agreed.
Anne's not going to do the work for you, but she's going to be there to help you remove any kind of blocks or any, and give you all kinds of resources that will help you move forward.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you. And thank you for the laughter about the tick removal piece. That's really, really good.
Right. Well,
all right.
Hopefully that'll give people a graphic in their mind that,
really?
You know.
We have ticks
we
on our heads, all kinds of ticks. Ooh. All right. Thank you so much for the humor. I so appreciate it. And thank you so much, Tom, for taking the time to do this, so that people can get inspired by you. And this is not, you know, building a business is not an easy thing to do, generally speaking. It becomes easy once you get, you know, once you start doing it and you keep, you know, you've built that system. But the actual initial part, there's some sweat equity and tear equity that goes into it. So my hat is off to you, seriously, for what you've done in this year. It's really amazing and very inspiring. And, you know, I keep saying, you know, if one person can do it, others can. They just need to have that level of confidence and focus and willingness and determination. That determination is almost everything when you're building a business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I have some free resources on my website if people want to go and check it out.
Absolutely. ThomasCapshew, CAPSHEW.com. But, you know, that's going to be on my website with, you know, with your information. So they'll be able to click on it and go. Yeah, totally. Thank you so much, Tom. I so appreciate it.
You bet, Ann.
Yeah.
Keep on loving people.